I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine Update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thanks so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
So Cybersecurity Ventures named KnowBefore the cybersecurity company of the decade that was for 2010 to 2020. For those that don't know, KnowBefore is a security awareness training company that started back in 2010, became a unicorn in 2020, and is now a publicly traded company in 2021. Back in 2011, Kevin Mitnick joined the company as their chief hacking officer. Great title, by the way. And in our documentary, KnowBefore, The Making of a Unicorn, Stu Showerman, that's the founder and CEO of KnowBefore, said, "I can own 100% of a muffin, or I can own 50% of a really large pie. So what am I going to do?" he asked himself. "I gave him," Stu is referring to Mitnick here, "half the company for his 30 years of hacking experience. The rest is history." Steve, that's an amazing quote. I love it. Any chance I can, I'll bring it up just because it speaks so much to the character of Stu and well, really the company as a whole too. And really, we've been following KnowBefore's success for a while. And I want to start by asking, what was your first interaction with Stu?
My first interaction with Stu was several years ago. And I do remember, you know, we had a great conversation with each other. And one thing that sticks out in my mind is that at that point, you know, the company definitely had traction. They were already, a known entity in our space. And they were big enough where a CEO would have relinquished a lot of what he still did. So Stu is up every day at, you know, like 5:30, 6 a.m., he wrote the Cyber Heist News, which is KnowBefore's newsletter. So he was very hands-on, not a micromanager with his people, but just hands-on involved with the business. And I think that, you know, garnered a lot of respect from his employees and from people who followed the company like I did.
Now, the company saw dramatic, to put it mildly, really, growth. When did you first notice that they were going to take off?
You know, I can't say that I remember the exact point in time when I thought, oh, wow, you know, this company's really, really taking off. And I think that's a good thing. I think there are companies who raise a lot of venture capital. They suddenly hire a lot of people, put out a lot of press releases, and a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. Whereas with KnowBefore, compared to a lot of other companies in our space, they didn't raise a lot of venture capital. And they grew that business consistently quarter over quarter, year over year for a decade. So, you know, it just always seemed like, wow, they're doing something new and interesting, always coming out with a new product, always coming out with a new tool, a new white paper, just really, really working at it. And so you always had the feeling that this company is growing, maybe not knowing just how fast, unless you directly had conversations with them.
Steve, I want to zoom out for a second because we're talking about growth. We cover a lot of different areas in the cybersecurity industry, but I want to talk about security awareness training as a whole topic. How has that evolved over the years?
There was a report, and I estimate this report was out somewhere in the 2010-2011 timeframe, at which point the market was sized and viewed by the industry somewhere in the, you know, couple hundred million dollar range. So you're talking about a relatively, you know, small market. And that grew over several years to, you know, become, I'll say, maybe by 2017 or so, a $1 billion market. Wow. And now by, you know, 2027, you know, we looked out several years over a 10-year period, we're looking at a $10 billion market.
Wow.
It's big, very, very big.
You know, I brought up that quote about Stu talking to Kevin about, you know, he was basically bringing in his hacking expertise. Stu, I'm thinking, saw the expansion of this, you know, sector in the market. What, you know, talk to me a little bit about Kevin and Stu, like, you know, Kevin joining the company. He's obviously known as the world's most famous hacker. What context does he bring to the situation?
Well, you know, Stu's very smart. He looks at Kevin similarly to the way I look at Kevin, which is simply that he is one of the most experienced people in our industry, period. He has 30 years of experience, and that is what he brings to the table. definitely there's a celebrity, you know, status that Kevin brings. But I don't think that's why Stu partnered with him. I think he partnered with, you know, one of the smartest people in the industry and was able to develop awesome content. And that really was fundamental to their relationship.
You know, speaking of content, we've done a lot of programming with Noah before. It's been some videos, it's been some podcasts, it's been some editorial. Steve, do we have anything that we're working together with Noah before in the pipeline?
We've been working with Noah before now for, I'd say, about 4 years, and we've consistently done more and more media with them. At this point, they're active in our podcast. Roger Grimes, who's their data-driven evangelist, is doing a series with us. He comes on the podcast every week, and we produce a series to Cyber Grimes. He's fantastic. Roger was an author for many, many years. People in the industry know him for his Computer World and CSO columns. We're working on a series with Noah before around experts globally. The company has expanded into the Asia Pac region, Japan being a major destination for them, as well as the UK. We also have a partnership with them around research and where we publish our research. We have some unique research they publish around security culture. So it's a lot that we're doing with them.
You know before is a global company. I know that has been one of their major pushes of recent years. And, you know, now they've gone public, right? They're unicorn. What does this mean for cybersecurity companies? I mean, this is obviously a big deal. So what does this actually mean for other people in the cybersecurity industry?
I think it means a lot. If you go back, 2 years ago, we had less than 20 unicorns in the security industry. That's a small number when you compare it to other industries. And people often question, can cybersecurity companies really scale up? You know, what's the ceiling? And historically, companies acquired other companies in order to get size. You know, could you really be a pure play cybersecurity company? And Noah before has proved that out. They became a unicorn, they went public, and they have a single-minded focus on employees, on training them. They've certainly expanded the footprint of offerings around that, but you know, they are still in the same space, the same swim lane that they were in when they launched, a decade ago.
And, you know, something I noticed too, Steve, was, you know, before their headquarters is right outside of Tampa in Clearwater, Florida. Not exactly it's not exactly a big cyber hub down there. I mean, when you think of cyber, you might think of DC or maybe somewhere on the West Coast or even in Boston. Do you think their geographical location has anything to do with their success?
I think it's a great place to be. It's brilliant to stay there and to build the company. What Noah before has achieved is a very loyal workforce. They're a great place to work. They have a great culture, and you don't have the same number of alternatives that you would in, you know, in the Bay Area or some other, you know, cyber hubs like Washington, D.C. So on the one hand, maybe it's harder for them to go out and attract people, but you have folks like Roger Grimes, who I mentioned, who relocated to go and work for Noah before. They've got a hot story. They're a great company. And now they've become a magnet for cyber talent.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To follow all of our media, head over to cybercrimemagazine.com.